You mentioned dosing of Regorafenib. What dose did you use in him, and how did he do?
So this is a fellow, routinely we started 80, and we worked him up to 160. So what I start is at really half dose, pretty much. And most people start around 120, I think, these days. I started at 80. He was doing well, and we ramped it up. With the TKIs like this, as we learned, let's say with imatinib in GI stromal tumor, you can start low and work up. If you have a lot of toxicity at the start with a higher dose, sometimes it's hard to go down from there and not induce more toxicity. Again, I worry that I'm not sure that any of us, or certainly I'm not sure that we or I am using regorafenib or TAS in the right way, because we tend to reserve it for patients at the end of the road, and we may be waiting too long or not dosing it aggressively enough. This is a problem. But I do think regorafenib in particular is quite toxic at 160, and so they've explored lower doses, and probably it's fine to use lower doses, but the label still calls for 160 a day.
How long was he on treatment, and from your point of view, do you think he benefited?
Well, I thought he did. You know, I remember, I think he was on for about 4 or 5 months, and he got really tired. And you never know if he was just depressed and tired or if the drug induced it. So 4 or 5 months, I considered that a win because his disease was progressing when he went on it. So I think probably we get more sort of stasis of disease with these drugs than we get responses. And, you know, but patients, as they're down the road, fatigue and other things start to interfere. And it's hard to know if it's disease progression or if it's just the wear and tear. I mean, we know that drugs, let's say like regorafenib or sorafenib, certainly sorafenib, which has been used a lot in, let's say, kidney cancer patients, we know that there's a muscle wasting that happens over months and months of use. And so I don't doubt that these drugs could add to the wear and tear and sort of make patients a little more fatigued before their time.
What do you see in terms of tolerability issues with regorafenib? Do you see hypertension, for example?
It's interesting. So the answer is usually not, but that's probably because these are patients, almost all of whom have had bevacizumab and didn't have problems with bevacizumab hypertension. The few patients I've had who have, let's say, severe grade 3 or greater hypertension on Bev, I tend not to use regorafenib because it's a class effect. So these patients have sort of proved to us that they're not going to get in trouble. And not to mention that most patients at the end of the road, as they are getting more progressive cancer, very few patients have hypertension as a major problem because I think their vascular tone, all these other factors have come into play. Hypertension is not usually something we face at third or fourth line.